of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Tim Rogers. And we were talking about the professional agitators. And when I think of a professional agitator, I think of the ones that I have included a link on today's radio schedule page about people who actually work in what I would call, well, they work possibly in for the CIA, and they work as people who perhaps do not have a job, who are hired as paid internet shills, and they work at computers, and all day long they do nothing but visit chat rooms, they visit forums, they create havoc and distrust for a lot of people, and they are mostly anonymous, and they get paid in cash, and they change offices on a regular basis. They move the companies on a regular basis. And that is the kind of people that I see as agitators. And I don't think that I would be willing to point my finger at someone just because they didn't like something that I said on a radio program.
Well, that's right. What we're looking at is very professional, skilled individuals who want to marginalize political groups. And like I was saying earlier, to put out a message of hate and intolerance and glorifying fascism to an ordinary law-abiding citizen, an ordinary everyday law-abiding citizen, would be repugnant. And what we must do is draw our power from all sides of the political spectrum. Saul Alinsky says that there are two available sources of power. One is derived from money, and the other is derived from people power. I've seen this at work. I've seen how these people operate. I've seen an individual, a man called Roger Hall. He was a sleeper, a proper sleeper from the Edward Heath era, waiting for the right political scene to come across, communist Tony Blair. And all of a sudden he becomes active, psychologically active, with his psychological manipulation techniques. And this one man, unassuming individual, late 50s, he said he was retired from the British Telecom. But in fact, he was a common purpose graduate, one of the first recruits. And this unassuming, unarticulate individual turned hundreds of people against me. He turned the police against me. He turned my council representatives against me. He turned everybody against me so easily. And I thought to myself, I'm a salesman, and I can be charming. I can speak to people in the right way if I choose to. And this man is nothing of the sort. How is he doing it? Well, what he's doing is spreading simple lies. He's getting involved with lots of people, people power. He's pulling people in deliberately because he was able to concentrate on taking over a facility with hundreds of people who went there. And then he was able to spread the lies and to cause the discomfort that me and my family received. Now, again, this total fascism said, so narrow-minded, it's incredible. If he's not an infiltrator, he's clearly stupid. I was trying to explain why Saul Alinsky was used. Saul Alinsky is the primer to bring down the system of governance that protects us. It's also the techniques.
All right, we do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tim Rogers. And you were talking earlier about the belief that there should be a strong code of conduct in all movements so that when these people start the infighting, the troublemakers are quickly dealt with. I tend to be kind of an individual. I'm not into joining a lot of movements. I do my own thing. People either appreciate it or they don't appreciate it. And I could care less whatever they do. It's their business. There's somebody in the chat room also mentioned a book, Swarmwise, The Tactical Manual to Changing the World. And chapter 2 is on the internet. But as far as there being a strong code of conduct, that sounds a little bit too regimental and too structured for me to appreciate, and I believe that that is the kind of thing that you see in a lot of structured movements like Occupy Wall Street, which was taken over, and so I don't know. The infighting, I think it's something that exists whenever you have a lot of individuals. And getting back to, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here, getting back to the to what Andrew Anglin said about you, I don't know, I wouldn't get my knickers in a knot if I were you over this. I really wouldn't.
No. My knickers are not in a knot, Deanna. The point I'm making is I've seen this go on before. When the infighting starts, when you've got somebody running off in their own tangents who have got no moderation from a sensible group, it causes massive disruption. I've seen it happen. I've seen it go on. I've been on the receiving end of it. And once it starts, it doesn't stop. Now, he's talking about, it shouldn't be too regimental. Well, I'd agree with that. But maybe you should all start your movements with advice. Now, the other side is very structured. They're very structured. They're using proper political sciences. We all know about Karl Marx. That's the obvious one. Another one is Antonio Gramsci's Gradualism to Marxism. Because if you look back 20 years ago, some of the things that are happening now, if we had that jump within a few weeks, it'd be war. People wouldn't accept it. We're having our private rights degraded. We're having our private property rights degraded. We're having our free speech taken away from us. We've got the government employing domestic terrorists and putting them into our communities, which I've spoken about at length. That can still be examined, by the way. But we're having all this go on. And 20 years ago, if this went on, it would cause an uprising. So they bring it on incrementally and very slowly, a creeping process of real fascism, not the sort that he talks about. They are structured. These people are highly organized, and we need to be using the same kind of structured, carefully planned, incremental processes against them. Just like I just made the opening to stop disgusting suicide, psychological triggers being pushed in front of children. So, you know, this is what we want to be doing. This is my idea, that I think that after seeing decades of infighting through political groups, every single one is destroyed from infighting. I think somebody wants to stand up and say, hey, I've got an idea, let's try it, right? Because we can't carry on.
Okay, and your idea is to have a strong code of conduct?
Well, not necessarily a strong code of conduct. I think I agree with you about the over-regimentation of groups. It may even take the fun out of things. But why don't we start some pal talk rooms or some blogs or something, so everybody can sort of start to educate, like I educated those councillors, and I'll carry on, I got the opening now, to start to educate our people from the word go.
Okay. What is the website for your blog?
I haven't gone at the moment. I haven't got a blog or a web.
Okay.
All right. So, like I said, maybe, you know, we could start some blogs, some webs, educating people a little bit more about how these processes work. I was talking about the National Front earlier. They were incredibly successful in 1975. If you look at them now, everybody looks at the National Front. A picture was painted of them as extremists with 18 holes, Dr. Martin skinheads who wanted to bash Jews and blacks. Right? That's the picture the media have portrayed of them, and they were a very respectable movement going back 30, 40 years ago. And then we had splinter groups set up, Nick Griffin's British National Party, and lots of others. We're having the same happening now from the main structure of the BNP with all the old members, because once people get that knowledgeable, they're irreplaceable, and they can't leave her alone because they know so too much. So they go off into little splinter groups. We don't want that to happen. We need a political force to be reckoned with. And, sorry, Deanna, go on.
Well, I think that being a part of a group means that you should have input, that you yep. should be able to ask questions, that you should raise issues that are of concern to you, because not everybody focuses on the exact same issues. Just like you are focusing on teenage suicide and things that you see in your own small community. And you've indicated in a previous program that you went to the local police and alerted them, to what is going on. But that is something that probably works in your small community, but I don't know that it would work in a community such as the one that I live in.
Oh, hang on a sec. Noah started off from my small community, and then my research quickly led me to other suicide clusters in the United States, children throwing themselves in front of trains. It led me to Australia. We're on the internet now. We're worldwide. We're on the internet. Push of a button, we can find out what's going on. Once you start knowing the keywords, you're laughing. So what I've unearthed is a very complex system that's been set up, and I believe it's a pro-human depopulation system, and this is one of the techniques they're pushing out. So it wasn't just from my community. It was a national and then a world issue. So at the moment, I've got one council, every member bar one, listening to what I'm saying. They've looked at the material, bang. You know, they've set up a structured group to deal with this, and also set a motion to remove all suicide material from schools. In the West, we've got suicide figures higher than sub-Saharan Africa, where they live in deprivation and very poor political hygiene and standards with no structure. So in the West at the moment, we've got suicide rates higher than those of those countries. Something's doing it. We're not looking for a gun. We're not looking for a baseball bat or a piece of glass. We're looking for psychological primers, and this is exactly what I found. So that's just one issue that's going on. That's very, very wrong. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of things going on, like the banks, our governments, what they're doing to us and everything else. So everybody got a different interest, which is absolutely healthy, to push a political movement forward. But what we were talking about is how to stop these very important groups from falling to the wayside and people losing their hope to deal with this.
Well, I think of one political movement that I was involved with before I got smartened up was in 2008, the Ron Paul movement. And you have this, it was very strong. There were local offices where campaign people could go in and work for a couple hours, pass out literature. I mean, we were doing all kinds of things, really raising awareness, talking to people at the train station. I mean, we were just very hopeful that this guy, Ron Paul, would come along and save the country from the international bankers and stop the crazy wars and all of that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. He just walked away from, from the election. And so I think that probably ended my, my reliance on a movement, because I think that it was set up to fail. And it was set up to dishearten a lot of people. And so.
Yes. Well, absolutely. That's another way of looking at it. But you mustn't lose heart. You must do it in a different way. And, to struggle
for. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it right now in a different way.
Yeah, and so am I. So am I. Exactly the same. So we all got our own ways of dealing with things. But once you start to put out your message, and once you start to get into groups, so you were talking about Facebook the other day and so on, there are people there to disrupt and to push out disinformation, misinformation, and confuse people. And we want to keep those people with the knowledge. The people with the knowledge need to be kept on side, on track with what you're dealing with whether they're one or several issues. I haven't got all the answers, Deanna. Far from it. But that's all I can say is draw from my experience.
All righty. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tim Rogers, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. During my years, I have learned that we cannot control other people, that we can only control ourselves. We cannot change other people. We cannot force our opinions on other people. In my own life, I just put out what I think is truth. There's various kinds of truth. There are things that people can make decisions about, and very few things are out there that people can make decisions about. Actually, I think that the political system, we do not have any influence in the political life of our country. We do not have any choice about a lot of things, but we do have choices in our own personal life, whether we will accept vaccines, whether we will engage in immoral behavior, whether we will support various things. There are things that we can control that are relevant to ourselves, and there are things outside of ourselves that we cannot control. And I don't know. I mean, that's just my views.
Excellent. Well, there's some very relevant things you said then, one of which is we can choose whether to take vaccinations. 3 years ago, the army was on standby to forcefully vaccinate us with the H1N1 virus. As a result of those programs, the army didn't administer the vaccinations, mind. But as a result of those vaccinations, 1.5 million children were born that very same year with Asperger's and autism. All right, so, what was most important about what you were saying about maintaining the hope and decency of honesty of your own ideals is because of people like Diana and thousands of other activists out there. The reason why the army wasn't able to force this vaccination on us and it all died a death was because of online political activists. That's a fact. Right? So, you know, you keep on moving forward and we're getting results. And as you say that some things we can choose and some things we can't, well, I feel very strongly about the vaccinations because my son was a victim to it. And so was my nephew. Both of them suffer with Asperger's syndrome. My son suffers with Asperger's. He was absolutely fine up until about 18 months, 20 months old. He was developing normally. He was speaking, he was walking and everything else. He had the MMR triple jab. And he stopped speaking until he was 6 years old. Same thing happened with my nephew. He was developing nicely up until the same age as 5 days apart. They're 5 days apart, they were born. He went to the same place, had the vaccination, the MMR, and is severely autistic. There was a landmark made in a Swedish court several months ago. You can find it online. Fortunate for the parents, or I say fortunate in the respect that they brought a landmark case against the company who produced the MMR jab, because they made notes, they were professionals of their children's progress, and their son now is severely autistic. It was proved beyond a doubt that autism was caused from the vaccinations. This is what they want to do to us. It's eugenics gone mad. And if it wasn't for people who were speaking out, researching, who understand these issues, they would be able to do whatever they want with us. So right. Very important to carry on.
Right. And I think that a lot of people do a lot of good on their blogs, on their internet sites, by alerting the rest of us to what to look for, who to look at. And there's a lot of truth. And like in my programs, people might guests might not know everything about a lot of stuff, but I try to have a lot of experts on who disseminate their information in order to alert others. And I think that's pretty much what a lot of people do on their websites. And you know, I think that we should identify the enemy, but let's not identify, you know, just because we don't like a particular thing they've said on one day. Let's not identify them as an enemy. Let's take a call. Let's take George from Michigan.
Yeah,
George?
My son, we have been refusing the vaccinations for him, and now in the school, they're trying to claim that the fact that we didn't get no vaccination for him is causing...
Is this Russ?
He still can't read.
George, or Russ, or whatever your name is. You want to just get to the point? Ask your question.
Well, the question is it any business of the school, you know, to be trying to say that a child needs to have vaccinations? I believe that should be a decision between the doctor and myself. Rather than to inform the schools about it, they're trying to blame the fact that
Yes, I would take your child out of school.
Absolutely.
If you're going to put your kids in government schools, then you're going to have to go along with what the government says or fight against it. So you have two choices: fight it or take your kid out of school. All right, we have to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tim Rogers. And one of our listeners, Louise, says that she does not trust Brian Garish, that he's anti-Nazi, anti-Hitler, and she does not trust him. And yet you seem to place a lot of confidence in him.
Brian has been very, very kind to me, Deanna. And look, you know, if the truth was told, if it wasn't for Brian Garish, I wouldn't have been able to achieve what I have over the last 15 months. Yes, Brian is anti-Nazi. He's anti-extremist socialist. but I've spoke to Brian about this many a times. I said, you need to, this is my advice to a friend. He's a very close friend of mine. I said, you need to calm down on the this type of rhetoric, I said, because what you're doing, you're marginalizing yourself from the people who knows what's going on. Brian's got a different idea of Hitler's Germany. He's got a much different idea to most of us, or many of us. And I've told him that not everything is what it seems. And he said that now Brian is a very intelligent man. And he's pointed out some different issues to me that I wasn't aware of, and we discussed this in private. He has annoyed a lot of people by his rhetoric over anti-Nazism. I know that for a fact because I know these people in these circles, and many of which are very close friends who see it in a completely different way. So Brian has been good to me, and we've achieved between us quite a lot over the last 15 months or so.
Okay, I don't know the guy. I've heard his name, but anyway, let me read something else from email. Deanna, I understand your concern about anonymous calls and bloggers. However, I'd like to share my experience so that you may reconsider. I used to call into local talk radio a lot. I was actually kind of a celebrity, and I still bump into people who recognize my voice. I used to talk about the Jewish mafia and the Holocaust. I also use a fake name every time. This prevented the talk show hosts from making personal attacks against me. It forced them to address the issues. They hated it. They went to great lengths to find out who I was so they could trash me personally. I recently found out that one of the talk show hosts spent a whole hour talking about me and who I really was and where I worked so they could harass my employer. So I do appreciate that there is a reason to be anonymous, and that people do have, they have jobs that they have to protect, they have occupations that they have to protect, they have families that they have to protect. So I do understand the anonymity that people would like to use. However, I think that when people use that anonymity, that they ought to be, talk about honest things, that they shouldn't use that status in order to trash other people that they have no business trashing, and to create division. And so I think, that it depends on how you use it.
When I was studying these people in my community, the proper paid professional subversives, these individuals are into, you know, when you come across one, you start looking at one, and they're into too much. They're into Plaid Cymru, they're into the Labour Party, they're into the Conservative Party, they're into our community, they're into the arts, they're into drama, they're organising, they're all doing too much. And they're using tactics. So the last caller who was talking about anonymity and being anonymous, we're talking about tactics. Brilliant. And she annoyed people so much, she really rattled them, because she obviously knows her stuff. I mean, it sounds like she's doing a fantastic job. Go for it. But whichever works for that individual, go for it. What we're discussing today is how to deal with infiltration and how to keep on moving forward as a political force, an independent political force, against tyranny. We are talking about tyranny. We're talking about the vaccinations earlier. The caller who came on, I think he had a very valid point, and I think that if they wanted to force a vaccination on my child in school, for what I know now, is over my dead body, would I allow it? I'll just touch on a few other things. My father had the flu vaccination, the regular flu vaccination, going back 6 years ago. A few days after he had the flu vaccination. My father's a very fit, well man, always been physical, sportsman all his life, professional sportsman. He's 69 now, he's coming up to 70. Well, my mother phoned me up one night and said, "Tim, come to the house quick, your father's having a fit." This was 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Whoosh, I jumped in my car and I was down there. He was on his hands and knees banging his head against the floor. He'd lost it. And since he had the flu vaccination, he had absolutely blinding, non-stop headaches. That went to the doctors, nothing wrong with you, took tablets, wouldn't get rid of it. So this persisted 3, 4, 5, 6 days or whatever it was. And the ambulance men came in. I said, "Boys," I said, "he might look an old man." I said, "He's very capable." I said, "Strap his arms down for your safety." So I accompanied him to the hospital. Long story short, a couple of months later, he was diagnosed with brain damage. Brain damage. Been a fit man, well man all his life. He had the flu vaccination. All of a sudden, he got brain damage. So,
and was this? Were you aware of the dangers of the flu vaccine at that time?
No, not at all. It was only going back about 4 or 5 months ago, he's having other tests and everything else. He's recovered to a certain point. He's got his speech back properly and everything else. And, you know, my father's my best friend. I'd be lost without him. And so obviously I've taken a huge interest in my father's health, and also because of my son with the flu vaccinated, with the MMR vaccinations. This is all about eugenics. If I just touch on this as well, over in France, over the last generation, male fertility has gone down 17%. Depopulation programs are absolutely flat out. So these flu vaccinations, once you sort of start to get tuned into them, you watch them for the propaganda. Flu vaccinations free at Asda's. Flu vaccinations free at your local sports shop. Free flu vaccinations at your cinema. I was taking the mic then. I tried on the last one. But they're offering free flu vaccinations in all pharmacies, in all grocery stores to elderly people. And it's not for our benefit. Absolutely not. You know, we've survived for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years, without the need for human intervention with flu vaccinations. All of a sudden, it's an epidemic. All of a sudden, they want to push HN1 vaccinations on us. All of a sudden, we find out that all the MPs in my country had the 3 separate jabs in the form of the MMR for their children, but all our children had triple jabs. Why is that? I was with a private doctor. I've been with them for about 4 or 5 years. Fantastic they are. When the HN1 was coming out, I spoke to my doctor about it. She said, "Tim, for God's sake," she said, "don't have it. I'm not having it," she said. Although all medical staff, all the military, the government, this comes from my doctor, and the private GP surgeries had a completely different vaccination to the general population. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. The writing's on the wall, what they're doing to us. Now, it's easy for me. I got money. And I can take the easy route and have the proper vaccinations from my doctors. But what is going on is absolutely morally wrong. And people need to be aware of it. And we need more people rejecting these vaccinations, particularly on now, who they are targeting is the vulnerable, the weak, the elderly, and children.
And even the military. I mean, they are targeting the military, and I believe that they do this so that these people will not raise up against the actual cabal, that the criminal cabal that is trying to kill the rest of us. And well, I do believe that this is a part of a depopulation program, absolutely.
100%. Well, this is why I was talking about the suicide issue earlier. This is just another tactic. I mean, these people are so cruel. They're so unhumane. It's incredible. They're monsters. Me and Brian talk about it on a regular basis. They don't even think like human beings. These people are psychopaths. And these are the people affecting our lives. And I wish everybody would understand how every one of us are affected economically, spiritually, religiously, maritally, within our relationships. Every single part of our lives are being taken apart by these people. But only if you understand it. Only if you understand how they're implementing their damage to us. We got a full Marxist, extremist, hard left dictatorship we're living under. They're using eugenics. They're using domestic terrorism against us. They're using intimidation techniques. The whole shooting match is going on is only going to get worse. So where we got these groups that are operating and forming ordinary good people, moral people, instead of the amoral people who are doing it to us, it's very important to keep these groups active. It's very important to keep the individuals with the knowledge active and not to marginalize us. If we marginalize ourselves, we will not be able to reach out to the masses. Let me tell you something now, Deanna. These monsters are not going to be in power forever. And you've got to apply some hope to this, because I've researched going back hundreds of years with these different programs and different civil wars. We've all got our own expertise. And they rise and they fall, and they rise and they fall. Our whole Magna Carta was structured, was enacted from a Welshman, believe it or not. Through a struggle, it went on for about 70, 80 years. And it was actually a Welshman who implemented that change, that whole change in the structure of our law and order on behalf of the common people, which we are. That will happen again. It's fastly approaching. That's, that law and order that was instructed in the 12th, early 13th century, by the time it came into force, was put through by ordinary people, a struggle of 70 or 80 years worth of effort. And it is fast approaching again. This is what I strongly believe.
Right. All righty. Let's take another phone call. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diane. You know, I appreciate what you are doing. You're hanging in. And I think you got enough problems on your own, but you're still reaching out in order to warn the rest of us. Your guest, he mentioned about, you know, the lack of moral or lack of moral consciousness among the people in high places and in the different establishment, health establishments, and so on. This has to be often enough repeated about what this Dr. Pianca, I think in 2009, when he gave the speech at the Texas University of Science, when he gave the speech and he advocated the killing off of 90% of the world's population, and his preferred means was the aerial release of Ebola virus. And what was especially disturbing was the reaction of the audience, was a university called doctors, professors, and students. They gave him a rousing ovation, according to the report.
My God.
This should give us an idea what we can expect from this so-called community of the helping professions and of the research community. What kind of, how many rotten eggs they have hatched out to do us in.
And they have. I mean, a lot of people think that, oh, that's crazy, that's just a conspiracy theory, but no, it isn't. And certainly it's part of the congressional record. When you're talking about the weather modification programs and the other, the chemtrail kinds of things, that's part of the congressional record. All people have to do is look at it.
Yeah. Well, absolutely incredible, isn't it? We've had Bill Gates saying much the same sort of rhetoric. This is going on. We've had Prince Philip say that he wants to come back as a virus to depopulate the planet. These people are insane. And I tell you, I spoke to a few of my friends about this, and this is in no way advocating violence. To the contrary, because I believe that if we have a violent uprising, I think that not just will people regret it, it's the wrong way forward. We do not want violence. But I believe from the way I'm seeing the political scene changing, and I spoke about we've got security agents over all the blogs, over all the political spectrum, and they're judging how people are feeling. People know that the voting system is finished. You know, I read people's comments. I'm seeing very passive individuals go from being very passive, onlooking with curiosity, to militant. I watched a very interesting speech from Congress going back a few months ago in your country, in the US, and a man was speaking on behalf of radical ex-military. I say radical ex-military, it's probably the wrong terminology, but these people were very worried by what's going on with the US government, and they were talking about an uprising against the government. Now, our government knows this is going to happen. It's inevitable. Over the last few days, it's been on our mainstream news that they're bringing 11,000 of our troops back into Britain. Now, I believe there's a good reason for that. And I think that they believe that too much knowledge, too much information is going out, too many people are finding out. For example, 60% or 70 or even 80% of the US population believe that 9/11 was an inside job. How?
Alrighty, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Tim Rogers, and we had Werner on the telephone, and just want to share a website with you, snippets, /slappets.blogspot.ca. It's up in Canada, and it looks really interesting. Okay. Tim. Your thoughts on what Werner said, and Werner, we'll get back to you in a second here.
Are we waiting back? Oh, right, sorry. So we were talking about the What I was actually saying was, I'm following all the blogs and the postings of people who were once passive, and now they're turning very militant. And I also said about the, just to recap, I said about the gentleman that was speaking on behalf of a group that are getting very agitated with the government. This group was heavily armed and very upset with, and he said the problem, he said, is the flow of information. They know what's going on. People are starting to find out what's going on. And I'm not an extremist, he said. I'm here to advocate peace, he said, and to ensure these things don't happen, which I would say as well. Because I think once I get to that stage, I think we're all in a very serious, dangerous situation.
Indeed. Werner, are you still with us?
Yeah, but I don't want to hog too much of your time. But basically the situation is they choke a dagnet and swallow a camel. And how much longer do the people here in, especially in North America, pay for those useless government? They don't address the real issue and superficial issues. They blow them all out of proportion so they can use it for a gravy train.
Indeed. Yes, and that's certainly what they use it for.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you very much. And that is what politicians do. They milk the system to the disadvantage, and the rest of us are paying for their extravagance, their agenda. And I think it's thanks for pointing this out to us, Tim, that there are groups, there are people who are professional agitators who will try to bring down groups of people who are trying to find the truth. And I think we just have to learn to recognize them. And know what they're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. But most importantly, everybody needs to carry on moving forward, because if you don't, what we'll have is a situation like we had with the HN1 vaccination, where the military is forcing it on us. If this information isn't studied and put out in the correct channels, in the correct way, they will do with us what they want to do. It's going to come a point, and I believe in the very near future, we're not talking decades, we're talking maybe months or a few years away, that I think these people will fall.
Let's hope. Let's hope. Let's do everything that we can to make certain that they do that. Because I believe that there are more of us than there are of them.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Tim.
Welcome. It's been a pleasure, Diana.
And be sure and get your website up.
I will.
Okay,
I will.
Let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.